Life is full of questions, and often the answers are difficult. Stephen Baker seeks to answer various questions about life and faith using the Bible as his only source. Join in each week as Stephen tackles the challenge of life questions. Here's Stephen.
In the last while, I've been dealing with a series of questions under the heading of Why I Am a Christian. And I want to really bring you to the second of the last, the penultimate session, episode 8. Here is the question, or here's the reason why I'm a Christian. Because Christianity is overwhelmingly emotional. It overwhelms me because of what God has done. Now, you'd need to listen to the other sessions to really get a grip on this, because we're not teaching that Christianity is purely based on emotion. We have gone through the details of our need and of the reality of fact and truth and of the revelation of God in His Word. But in this particular episode, I want to talk to you about the fact that we do have emotions, and it is an overwhelming and amazing thing to think that God loved me. The Bible says God commends His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. You know, there was a man one day, and he was a preacher, and he was criticized and mocked by an atheist. Very graciously, the minister corresponded with this man, and eventually the man became a Christian. What ultimately broke the man who was the critic was this verse from the Bible. We love Him because He first loved us. That is the reality of the Bible. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and gave Himself for us. What kind of love is this that gave itself for me? I am the guilty one, yet I go free. That's an amazing song that Christians love to sing. One of the early Christians, Paul, wrote these words in the Bible. The Son of God loved me and gave Himself for me. You know, I have been loved, and that's a wonderful thing to experience. But it's even greater to think someone died for me. Someone who gave Himself for me. But what's even more amazing than that person wasn't just a really noble human, but it was the Son of God who left heaven and came into this world. That's why Christianity is emotionally charged and full of joy. It's overwhelmingly emotional. I sit and I think about the cross of Calvary where Jesus died. I see the Lord Jesus take my place. I see Him die my death. I see Him pay the price for my sin. And that really, really touches my heart. You know, He died as creator for His creatures, as the king for His subjects, as the innocent for the guilty, as the sinless for the sinful, as the good for the bad, as the lovely for the ugly, the pure for the impure, the righteous for the unrighteous, the just for the unjust, the creditor for the debtors. He died for me. You know, the same man I was telling about earlier, he was in a bookshop one day, and he was talking about a book, and he was giving an explanation of the Christian faith. A woman listened more and more intently as he went along, and at the end she came forward and she said, "If what you say is true, it's the most wonderful story I've ever heard." She was right. It is. And there's a hymn that we sing, "O Wonderful Story of Jesus," about the one who gave Himself. Wonder of wonders, vast surprise. Can greater wonder be that He who built the starry skies should bleed and die for me? Someone once said, the cross of Christ would melt the heart of a statue. You know, it has melted my heart and many others as well. And I pray it will melt your heart and bring you to trust in Jesus Christ as your Saviour.
You are listening to Life Questions by Stephen Baker, an honest attempt to answer life's toughest questions using the Bible. Located in Liverpool, England, Stephen is active in spreading the Word of God through social media, blogging, radio broadcasts, and podcasts.